Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's great that you've joined me for week 8 of our devotional, but I think it's like week 12, week 13 of the Corona apocalypse. Today is Ascension Day, this Thursday. With that, our reading for today is from Luke 24, verses 44 through 53. Where Jesus ascends to heaven and leaves his disciples with a lot of encouragement, a lot of encouraging words, and promises that he will fulfill in the upcoming weeks through our lectionary reading. So today I'm going to read to you that Luke scripture and a reading from the Upper Room Disciplines. You may have read that this morning for Thursday, May 21st by Stephanie A. Ford, but I'm going to read that to her and then kind of close us out with some thoughts I have on that, some stories, but I'm going to be reading from the Common English Bible, so you can follow along in your Bibles. I do not have a slide for you to look at today, but it says, Jesus said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law from Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, this is what is written, the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And a change of heart and life for the forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Look, I am sending to you what my father promised, but you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. He led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted his hands and blessed them. And as he blessed them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem, overwhelmed with joy, and they were continuously in the temple praising God. Now from the Upper Room Disciplines for today by Stephanie A. Ford, she says, Lectio Divina, the practice of reading and meditating on scripture, it enables us to read even familiar passages in new ways. The practice, Lectio Divina, helps us ask ourselves, what may God be inviting me to find in this passage? What is the living word for me today? One phrase that shimmers off the page is as simple as it is profound, she says. Jesus tells his disciples, you are witnesses of these things. On this day of Christ's ascension, we are invited to join the disciples in awe as Jesus takes his leave from earthly existence. For 40 days after Easter, the resurrected Christ has been appearing with comfort and challenge to the disciples. Now it is time for him to ascend to his Father. The life of faith, as we all know, includes joyful and dry times. Yet here, 2,000 years later, we too experience the risen Christ among us. We have felt Christ's presence in the grace of conversion and in hands raised in heartfelt praise. And I would add here that this past Wednesday in our Bible study, even the laying of hands in church, we have felt Christ and in our midst and that he is with us. And I too have felt that presence with the laying of hands. And I'm sure all of you have felt the presence of Christ. But she asks, can you remember a time when these words came right through you? In those times of laying of the hands and hands raised in heartfelt praise, when you felt like the vessel of Christ to others, can you remember a time when the words just flowed through you, came right through you, and you knew they were not yours, but those of Christ within you? She tells this story. My father's time to leave this life caught me by surprise, she says. We thought we had a lot more time. Rushing to his bedside, I thanked him for all that he had given our family. Then I felt the Spirit say through my voice, go toward the light, Dad. Go toward the light. His hand dropped and he took his last breath. My sister, brother-in-law, and I watched in awe. These words were not planned or intended, rather they were given. The three of us bore witness to the work of Christ among us. And so we return to join the disciples in this moment as Jesus leads them out of Jerusalem to neighboring Bethany. We stand with them as Jesus lifts up his hands and blesses them and us before ascending to the heavenly light. I like Stephanie Ford's question for us today. Can you remember a time when the words flowed through you and you knew they weren't yours, but from somewhere beyond you? That somehow you knew the words that flowed from you were from Christ within you? I am certainly a witness of such things. I remember, like it was yesterday, when words from beyond flowed, flowed from within me. And it flowed from within me with an unusual amount of authority the day that my father died. Despite it being an extremely exhausting day driving across the South Carolina and North Carolina border, I found myself in a kitchen room later that night, close to midnight, face to face with the last two people who were with my father in that horrific car accident. The words that could have filled that room from my mouth were surprisingly turned into words of forgiveness and love. Facing my father's nephews, I pleaded with them to forgive themselves, that this accident was not their fault. As much as I, in that moment, did not want them to forgive themselves, my love for them and their love for my father compelled me to speak the truth to them and with authority. They needed to hear from me that they had forgiveness from me, my father's son. And they needed to hear from Jesus that they had forgiveness from God. So I told them, forgive yourselves, I said, and no, you are loved and forgiven. And through tears and hugging, through grief and pain, we were all witnesses of these things that Jesus leaves with his disciples. So I hope that finds comfort and peace for you all today, this day where Jesus ascends to the Father in heaven. And I want to pray for you all this prayer. Heavenly Father, we join generations of witnesses to your great love, forgiveness, and wisdom. Enter into our hearts, enter into our lives, enliven us as we also bear witness of your love, and as we bear witness to that love in our daily lives. We pray all this in your Son's holy name. Amen. God bless you all, and hope to see you all soon, and stay safe.